The next session, we'll be talking about children and parenting. I think it's important to remember that this rock solid course, this is the idea is that this is a premarital class. So we're going to look at this topic through the lens of being a premarital. Honestly, this topic deserves a conference of its own. And online, over the years, we've been blessed to have quite a few different series that teach on this topic. And on our website, you can find a number of things that could help you with parenting and raising children. So I'm really thankful. And our movement of churches, too, there's just a treasure trove of resources that people have put together to help with this topic. You know, and I know there may be exceptions. There always is. Every time I've been involved in the Rock Solid class, there's different families or different couples. Some of you may be high school sweethearts, and you're just stepping into this idea of becoming married. I know in our world today, there's often times where blended families, people that have lived some lives, some things have happened, are coming together, and you already have grown children that you're trying to bring into the same house, and that can be challenging as well. I think for the majority, when we think of this idea of children and parenting in the context of premarital preparation, the majority, this children and child raising thing, that's just kind of an idea that might happen down the road here, and you're trying to make that decision. So I put together some of this more at that angle. It's a decision of the idea, should we have children or not, and just considering that as you're entering into marriage. But there are a lot of good resources out there. Because this whole parenting thing, oh my goodness, I think of it as it's similar to sending a rocket to the moon. Maybe a couple guys in a college class, or it seems like big things always start in a garage. So a couple guys are hanging out in their garage and looking at each other and say, hey, how about we send a rocket to the moon? The other guy looks over his friend and says, good idea. How do we do that? How do we send a rocket to the moon? I don't know. There's so many different things to go into it. So all of a sudden they say, well, let's do it. They get up out of the chair. First thing they do is they get another Starbucks, another coffee or two, and they start thinking about it more. And they're fired up and they say, okay, we're going to start forming a team. We're going to get all these people. Let's get some scientists. Yeah, they'll be handy in this whole thing. And let's get some engineers. We got to figure out exactly how to get this rocket to the moon. If we're really going to do it, are you serious about it? Yeah, I'm serious about it. Are you serious about it? Are you sure you didn't just drink too much coffee? Are you serious about it? Yeah, I'm serious about it. Okay, we're going to have to get some more people to help us here. We're going to have to do some fundraising. We're going to have to get some fundraising. We have to get all these different things that go into place. So you got to, pretty soon you rent on an office building and you call it, why don't we call it NASA? We'll just have a title for our company here. And then pretty soon you have all these buildings and all these people working towards one thing, and it's getting that rocket to the moon. And there's so many calculations. There's so many decisions. There's so many little things that can either go perfectly or horribly wrong. And along the way, in this whole idea of parenting, as we look to the Lord for his biblical process of raising children, there's so many different things that are a part of that. And even some of the fundamental things, if we don't get those in place from the start, our trajectory, we'll never get to the moon. There's just so many of these basic fundamental things when you go through this decision process of we're going to raise children, and we're going to raise them up to be godly children, and they're going to look just like this, and they're nice, neat, trim with bow ties, and they're going to sit in a row. And it's going to be so cool. But there's so much that goes into that. We need to remember that, oh my, getting a rock to the moon, it takes a lot of different things. And we need the Lord to help us. We need to help us, ask him to help us every step of the way. And we need to be careful and consider our decisions and get counsel and take all these biblical fundamental steps along the way and get help. Seems like to me every new parent thinks they're an expert. And until you get some experience, nobody's an expert. We need the Lord to help us with that. Let's start at this top of our handout here. It's just a one-page handout this time. And I'm just going to read the start there. Children are a blessing from the Lord. They are a reward from him. No truer words have ever been spoken. Children are a blessing and a major reason why God invented marriage. However, in our culture today, there seems to be a shift away from this perspective. Increasingly, children are viewed as a necessary hindrance to our own personal goals. As a result, parents influence fewer children, and the fruit is evident in today's news. It's important to understand God's view of these little ones and the blessing they can be to a marriage. And I think with this topic, we have to start with this attitude. Stay humble and teachable. In Psalm 25, verse 9, says, he leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. Need to be teachable. All of these topics, really, we need to be men and women that are humble and teachable. Let people speak into your life. Listen to them. You don't have to do exactly what they're doing, but it's important to be teachable, to weigh the different things and to learn from other people that might be a step ahead of you. But we have to start there. Because really, especially as I grow older and I meet more and more of these young parents and oh, we're doing this. Oh, you're an expert now. Well, I read all these books. I know exactly what I'm doing. Boy, you're in for a rude awakening. You are not an expert. God is the expert. He created us. He knows the best way to raise kids. And we gotta position ourselves before the Lord, be humble and teachable, and listen to what people that have some experience have done, and listen from them, and listen from the Lord. Listen to him closely on this whole idea of God and children, even on entering, whether you're going to use birth control or what that's going to look like as from a marriage, just going towards marriage. You really need to seek the Lord. I can't tell you what to do. It's got to be between you and the Lord. I didn't raise my family just like Bill did. He didn't raise his family just like I did, and on and on. You know, I admire lots of families and marriages in this church, but you got to be looking to the Lord for your direction. Each one of us, God has a different plan for us, so we need to know what his plan is for each one of us. It's wise to follow people that are a step ahead without a doubt. Let's move on in our handout. God and children. God places a high value on kids. I like this verse from Psalm 127. It says, sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children, a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies at the gate. I didn't put that verse up there for you today, but I read it to you. It was good. I like this quote. Life affords no greater responsibility, no greater privilege than the raising of the next generation. C. Everett Koop. I think that's so true. What a privilege it is to raise children. It's God's gift to us. And it's amazing. It's an amazing privilege. The next point down there is that the New Testament lists bringing up children as a good deed to help determine whether a widow should be supported by the church. It's a good deed to raise up children. Look at this verse from 1 Timothy 5, 9 and 10. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children. So that was one of the considerations for taking care of a widow. She'd be known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children. It's an important thing. Jesus himself talked about children in Luke chapter 18. This next verse. Might have to help me. There we go. Verses 15 and 17. Jesus valued children in a culture that put little value on them. And we think of the culture that Jesus was in, children were a hindrance. Jesus said to them, people were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. He said, get him away from Jesus. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Children are a blessing from the Lord. Point B, one of God's major purposes in marriage is to raise godly children. Look at that verse from Malachi. Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. Now that Jeannie and I are empty nesters, and we are, even the dogs are gone, so we're officially empty nesters. But I've thought back, and I've had time to reflect on my family. I'm not done. I'll be parenting till I die and grandparenting. But as I look back at that, it's been the most rewarding, the most amazing part of our marriage, a big part of it, was raising children. We've been married 27 years, and this will be our 28th wedding anniversary this year. And as I look back of it, my daughter Kelsey is in here, and she's 26. So a good portion of my marriage, most of my marriage, what God gave my wife Jeannie and I as a gift from him was this absolute privilege to be with these children, to speak into their lives. Really, this is generational. Long after I'm dead, there'll be a fingerprint, good or bad, of my wife and I on this world. And all this energy that we took and poured into our children when they're little, the frustrations and the joys, and when they're little, I just love it when they say the kookiest of things. It just makes my heart light up. Around my grandchildren and they giggle, it almost makes me cry. There's just something special about being involved in raising children. It's a gift from God, but it's a huge part of your life. And when you get to a place where I am, where I'm stepping out and say, oh, I guess my work is done here. I'm moving on to the next thing. God's still kingdom building. God still has something for me. But I think about, okay, how could I help other people when talking about parenting and child rearing? Because it's been such a huge part of my life. And I'm so thankful that the men and women took the time to do things like this, to put together seminars, to help teach, to help us, that we can learn from along the way. Because I look back and I think, that I poured everything into it. That was everything. Did I make a lot of mistakes? Oh, boy. All over the place. Did God help? Is there grace? Absolutely. God can replace what the locusts has eaten. He will replace it. He will help us along the way. But it's an all-in thing. Husband and wife need to be on the same page before God, seeking the Lord day in and day out. God, I have prayed more prayers for my children than I have for anything else. I pray for them every day. If I have the flu and I don't feel good enough to pray for very long, that doesn't mean my children don't get prayed for. I pray for them. God, help them. It's such a big part of marriage. And God, if God gives you the gift of children, and that's his thing, that he'll play that out. He'll help you with that, whatever that looks like. It's just an all-consuming, all-in type of thing. It will be a huge part of your life. It's not just a hobby, like you're going to plant a garden. It's for the long run. And it's good. It's exciting. Point C, raising a child will result in great joy. There are great joys in raising the children. There's just a treasure trove from Proverbs on raising children. A wise son makes a father glad. Proverbs 13:1, a wise son accepts his father's discipline. Proverbs 29:17, correct your son, he will give you comfort. He will also delights your soul. You need to dig for these. The Proverbs is just full of great parenting tips. It's a treasure trove. God will help us along the way. He didn't just give us these children and kick us out the door and say, figure it out. God gave us a plan in his word that helps every step of the way. But we need to be paying attention. There is a manual. We need to remember that, oh, God has a plan in all this. I don't have to just sink or swim. And I'm so thankful for that. Raising a foolish child will result in hardship and sorrow for the child, his or her parents, and those around him or her. There's really very few things in my life that are harder to watch than I've seen. Nothing more difficult to watch than a parent going through a difficult season with a child that's chosen to take the route of a fool. It's heartbreaking. Proverbs 27:3, stone is heavy and sand a burden, but provocation by a fool is heavier than both. It can be so deflating to be around a father who's lost his child. It's difficult. It's heartbreaking. We need to fight to win our families, to be with the Lord and walk with him. He's got an idea. He's got a plan for each of our families. We want to follow him closely. Here's a wise man once said, oh, there he is now. And I think this is profound. Maybe Bill got this from someone else. He probably did. Someone handed it down to him, but he has glommed onto it, and he taught me this. And I personally have glommed onto this. The Christian life is caught, not taught. Find godly examples of parenting in your church and imitate them. I'm so thankful when I moved here from Colorado that I moved a few doors down from Bill Young and his family. And he has helped me with my children. He's given me lots of advice. Advice over the road of parenting. And we did that together and still doing that for years and years. But if you're just starting out, or even if you're just maybe stepping into marriage, you can even start thinking about that now. Get in a church family that loves Jesus and loves families. And hook up with another family that loves Jesus and that loves you. And become close friends. And talk to each other and be open and transparent and be humble and teachable and follow their lifestyle and learn from them and glean from them. Be quick to call them. Don't be so proud that you wouldn't call somebody for help. It's just a big mistake. Allow people to speak into your life. Don't think you got it all figured out. You don't. I don't. We need people that can help us. We need to seek counsel from people that love Jesus and love us. And finally, I touched on this earlier, but pray your children into heaven. I like that Psalm 116:2. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. There is a strength in your relationship with God and prayer. He invites you to approach his throne and hear from him about everything we do. And parenting is just such a vital, life-consuming part of your life that, my goodness, would we be so naive as not to pray? Would we be that naive that we would not pray together as husband and wife? What a huge mistake. You get together as husband and wife and be men and women who pray, especially in this area of parenting. Put it in your arsenal. Make it a practice of day by day, praying specifically for things your children are going through, different stages of life, body training, discipline, this and that and the other thing. Lord, help me with that today. Behold, the Lord is our helper, the sustainer of our soul. He's the one who will help us with raising these dear children. I'm so thankful that he doesn't just leave us to sink or swim. I'm going to just close this session with a prayer, and we're going to take a little break. Father God, I just thank you for your idea, Lord, of family. I thank you for children, Lord. I thank you that you help us. You're our helper. You're right there, Lord. I thank you that I'm not alone in being a parent. You're my friend. You're my father. You're my helper. That goes for all of us across the board, Lord. You will help us. You're faithful. You're a promise keeper. I thank you for that, Lord. I pray that you would help people, maybe even young couples that are considering getting married, Lord, and having children. You would just help them pause and pray to you and talk to each other and work through just exactly what their plan would be for parenting, Lord. You're a good father. You're the prime example. You're the perfect example in everything. And we thank you for that, Jesus. And I just pray that in your name. Amen.